Today is the deadline for public comment on the Bush administration's proposed color-coded terrorism alert system. The plan was announced last month, and the federal government is using it, but it is still a work in progress. And as NPR's Pam Fester reports, recent threats against the banking industry and shopping malls have raised questions about how the system will work.
Randy Larson's been talking to many people about the new alert system, and one thing is clear.
A lot of people, virtually unanimous, do not like this color system.
Larson, who directs the nonprofit Answer Institute for Homeland Security, says people can't get beyond the red, orange, yellow, blue, and green labels being used for the different levels of threat. He says few people are paying any attention to the more valuable advice on what they should be doing.
That is where the real meat and the value of this warning system is, when it says, like if you look at the very lowest level of alert, it says everybody ought to have a plan. I don't care if you're a family living in Northern Virginia or the sheriff of Dallas County, you should have a plan.
So his group suggests that the colors be dropped and the alert levels renamed with a word or two that lets people know what they should do, whether it's okay to go about their daily business or whether they should activate an anti-terrorism plan. The suggestion is among hundreds the administration's received so far as it prepares to put a final alert system into place this summer. Peter Ward of the Partnership for Public Warning, a group of public officials, scientists, and others interested in alerts, has told the administration its warnings should be more clear.
The problem with the system at the moment, as proposed, is that it links risk and probability together, so that in order to get a one-dimensional color scale, you take two very different characteristics of the event. For example, in a terrorism event, the risk could be extremely high.
But the probability it will occur could be extremely low. It's hard to tell now if the colors refer to the seriousness of a potential attack or the likelihood it will take place. State, county, and city governments say they're generally pleased with the alerts, but they are worried about getting enough money and resources to respond. They're also concerned the federal government isn't speaking with one voice when it comes to homeland defense. John DeStefano is mayor of New Haven, Connecticut.
You know, I mean, the last couple of weeks you get a notice from the Federal Department of Transportation saying, you know, we want to pull National Guard's people out and put local law enforcement people in. Then you get a funding availability for the Justice Department for something else. And then FEMA sends out a request for comments on design of the program.
He says local officials would like better coordination. They'd also like to be told about new alerts before hearing about them from the media. Right now, the Attorney General, in consultation with other officials, decides when an alert is issued and how. Justice officials say recent warnings about attacks against financial institutions and shopping malls were issued out of an abundance of caution. They say the information from a captured al-Qaeda commander was uncorroborated and did not require a change in the nation's current yellow or elevated alert status. That might be confusing, but Larson of the Answer Institute for Homeland Security says people shouldn't expect too much. Alerts involve judgment calls based on bits and pieces of information from many different and sometimes questionable sources.
It's always going to be a frustrating process for the people who are trying to make these decisions and for us citizens out here listening to what they tell us.
He says the system can be improved, but will never be perfect. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.